Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of a pajama party. I am one of your hosts, Red Wine, and I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Papa Didi is on his way, but we're going to get it going until he shows up in the studio. How you doing tonight, Kettle?
I can't complain. How about yourself, Red Wine?
You know, I'm doing good. Doing well. Let me be grammatically correct. I am doing well.
All right,
thank you for asking.
Hey,
it's a new year, new me. I'm trying to get things right.
Okay. Excuse me. The 2024. Do your thing.
Yes. Yes. Happy New Year. Feliz Nuevo Año. What's going on?
I know that's right. Yes, yes, yes. So what are you playing for 2024? You said a new year for you.
You know what? I'm just going to try to just do better all the way around. Nothing specific, mm-hmm. Just do better.
Okay. I like
that's
that.
That's my plan.
You put that on the,
what
on,
about
on
you?
T-shirt.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Uh-huh, do better. That's a good one. I want to be financially stable, if that makes sense. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just strive to do that and push forward and see what happens from there, you know. Just, yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off tonight with a open a roundtable discussion.
Sounds good.
Topic tonight, school shootings. Unfortunately, the beginning of the year, there was a school shooting in Iowa. I think I heard about another one, but I don't have the details. But there was one in Iowa where I think the guy was 17 that shot a sixth grader. And killed the sixth grader, wounded either four or five of the people, and then took his own life. So I guess the question is, you know, what do we need to do as a society to deal with school shootings? That's the question on the table. Looking for suggestions. What do you think, Kettle? What can we do?
Ooh, that's a lot. We got about 4 or 5 hours. We get talked a lot.
But you got about 60 seconds, so
yeah,
go for it.
Wow. First, try every effort to get these guns off the street. And it's hard to do that because I just heard today somebody broke into a gun shop. So, you know, they're stealing cars, gun shops, there's a big deal going on in Baltimore where they're trying to ship these cars in different countries. So it's just a lot going on. I think these kids are not they're not staying focused on what they want to do in life. They see too much that's on TV and on these video games and on these phones. It is just, you know, too much interaction, and I think the wrong way. It's nothing positive anymore. Everything seems negative. Or they want try to get something real fast, so money fast, or getting a car with carjacking, or want to shoot a gun because they see something on TV or video. It's just too much. So
yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I would say, you know, hit the politicians and stuff, but they act like they don't care anymore. So, but then too, I do believe whatever goes on with these youth, there has to be some consequences if it's with them or with their parents. There's not enough consequences on the things that they do. So that would be one of my solutions, more consequences. What about you, Rewind?
I agree with you completely. I did see another story about, it was a 10-year-old, I believe, that shot and killed somebody. It might have been another child. And now the parent, I believe, was arrested. I don't have the details on it, so don't quote me on that one. But, you know, that's not the first time that's happened. You remember in Virginia, there was a child who took a gun to school and shot the teacher. Didn't kill her, but shot the teacher. And eventually the parent, I think, ended up being held responsible. So, you know, there's all of that going on. But back to the situation in Iowa, the 17-year-old who ended up killing and wounding people had posted some stuff, once again, on social media, talking about how he had been bullied for apparently years. This kid had been was being bullied, and I guess something in his mind just snapped. So I'm just wondering, like, when these things are posted, I guess the question I have is, who's reading these things? Because when you see stuff like that posted and people are starting to sound like there's something going on, or they're sounding like they're on the edge, is somebody reading these things and notifying somebody to check this person or notify the authorities to go and investigate because this person is making, you know, posts that sound mentally unstable? Or do people just read them and just scroll on to the next thing? That's my question. Because every time it turns out that people have posted stuff on social media before they go out and do all this stuff. You know, the person who was in, I think it was in New York, that had all this gasoline and stuff and all these gas cans that blew up a car and killed himself and, you know, injured other people and whatnot. This person had posted stuff once again. So I don't know if people just don't have enough followers that are paying attention, but somebody must be seeing it. Unless you're out here on social media with zero followers, somebody is seeing these posts. So what is being done? When we as a society, if you are following somebody and you see posts where people are starting to sound unhinged, what are we doing about it? Are we
but
just being
too,
amused and entertained by it, or are we reporting it and telling somebody, hey, there's something going on with this person, you need to go check or call or check with their parents if they're, you know, minors or something. Something's got to be done, you know.
I agree. But, see, the sad part is that these kids, they're 12, 13, 14, 15, their minds have not developed yet. So when they see something like this, they think that it's real, that this is what they should do. They're going to try it out of curiosity. Like if TikTok says, okay, put a pot on the stove and let the water run out and the damn pot is on fire, I mean, come on there. They just follow what they emulate, what they see on online and this TikTok stuff. They have a lot of TikTok challenges as well, which doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, like you said, maybe it should be just for entertainment, fine, but that doesn't mean that you should act on these things. You know, a child mind at that age is not fully developed, so they're just going to try it out of curiosity. So,
yeah,
it's just going on too much. But I agree with what you're saying. Maybe there should be some watchdogs that are watching these things and report these things, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if it turns out to be a false alarm or if it was just somebody just talking, okay, fine. But when people start posting stuff about you hate this one and you hate that one and I'm going to get them back and you know, I want to kill somebody or I'm going to blow up something. When they start saying
right.
all that stuff, it seems like somebody should be paying attention, whether it's the company that's hosting the site, whether it's TikTok,
mm-hmm.
Instagram, X, whatever,
Facebook, Meta. Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to be paying attention. And I feel like they must not
mm-hmm.
be paying attention if these things keep happening.
But that's what the guy from, well, they call him Meta now, or Facebook.
Formula, I forgot Meta.
Since Twitter changed the X, I guess he wanted to change the Meta. But anyway, he claimed that he has a staff that's all they do is monitor. And that's why his behind got caught and had to go up there on Capitol Hill. And
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the man lied. You can't tell me, remember all the influence about the campaigns and everything? I'm sorry, they paid you some good money to put that stuff on the Facebook. You know, those fake accounts that they found?
Yes, I agree with you.
I believe he knew they got paid well, and your ass just got caught. You had to go up there on Capitol Hill and try to explain yourself, and you just lied to Congress. But, you know, they still should continuously monitor. They claim they are. But like you said, there's just too much getting out there and getting through these thin lines. So,
yeah. But I still say that I think we can't just rely on them to monitor themselves. I think it's on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
All of us that are
right.
on social media, when you see these kinds of posts, don't just scroll
mm-hmm.
past it. Either,
right.
I don't know what the mechanism is to report it, or say this looks like it could be something. Somebody needs to, you know, send it to the authorities. Or I don't even know, like, what are the steps? Maybe that's the problem.
Why?
Is it clear? If you or I see something that looks like this could be problematic, is it somewhere
right.
on social media to say, if you see something that looks crazy, this is what you do. Click this,
right.
do this. Send it to this email. I mean, do we even know? So maybe
that's
part
that's
of the issue,
question.
Too.
Yeah.
What are we, the citizens, the consumers, supposed to do when you see something?
Right.
Like, if you don't really know these people, I don't know their parents, but if I see something,
mm-hmm.
how do I go about flagging it or reporting it? So,
right.
I don't
see
know.
Something, say something. Hey.
There you go. That's the lie. See something, say something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Well, we're going to keep it moving and go on into the rundown. So I'm going to kick it back to you, Kettle. What's on the rundown for tonight's show? What you got for us?
Okay. All right. We have In Focus. Wayne Lapierre resigns as NRA leader. Also, Supreme Court agrees to decide whether Trump can be barred from holding office. Should be. And Claudine Gay, Harvard University's president, resigns. Ooh, wonder why. Cocktail of the week. I got a good one for you tonight. Something to warm and cozy up to. What's popping with Papa Didi? Our weird news. Of course, we have to lighten it up. Florida man sues Dunkin' over injury. Is that Dunkin' Donuts? Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Cecil the dog ate through $4,000 in cash. I'll be pissed. And Florida woman seeks class action suit against Reese's candy. Oh wow! I'm just saying, with red wine is a resolution. What you need? Living for the city with Papa Didi. My Hollywood wrap up and the kiss it list, and of course the last word. So sit back, relax, get your favorite cocktail. And we'll be back with In Focus.
So I was looking over the Cocktail of the Week archives, and we've had so many really great drinks over the past year and a half. We've had our original signature drink called the Pajama Party and a Game Changer, and of course we have the last word.
I like the Revolution. It was Hennessy, lemon and lime juice, agave juice, and bitters with jalapeno slices.
Woo-wee! I like that Crown Royal Flush with the Crown Royal, Peach Stock, and Cranberry Juice.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my favorites was the
Wait a minute, what's it called? The Dutch Mule. Yeah, the Dutch Mule with the kettle orange vodka, lime juice, and ginger beer. There are so many to choose from on the apajamaparty.com website.
So check out the Cocktail of the Week archives to get the recipes.
And you can find out how to make the Cocktail of the Week and sip along with us.
Are there instructions there too?
Sure they are. Along with pictures of the drink so you know exactly what it's supposed to look like.
So what's that y'all got in your glass? This is a boomerang. Well, I got a kinky read over here.
And I got the aviator.
Get the recipes at www.apajamaparty.com and click on Cocktail of the Week. Cheers!
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to a Pajama Party Show. I'm one of your hosts, Red Wine, and I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Papa Didi will be joining us momentarily, but we're going to keep the party rolling and get into In Focus. And Kettle, you've got the first story tonight on In Focus, so what you in focus on?
This guy by the name of Wayne Robert LaPierre Jr. He's an American gun rights lobbyist who is the CEO and executive vice president of the NRA. Looks like he's resigning. Let's find out why. Ending his decades-long reign over the prominent gun rights group days before the start of his civil trial in New York. Oh, that's why. Announcing his departure, LaPierre, the organization's executive vice president, said he has been a card-carrying member of the NRA for most of his adult life and that he would never stop supporting the NRA in its fight to defend Second Amendment freedom. Said the 72-year-old cited health reasons for his exit, which will take effect from January 31st. He has led the NRA for more than 30 years. Wow. He's been a staple there, huh? LaPierre and three other current and former NRA leaders are fending off a lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. That's a bad girl. In 2020 that alleges they violated nonprofit laws and misused millions of dollars in NRA funds to finance lavish lifestyles for themselves. Wow. LaPierre, he announced his resignation on Friday afternoon as jury selection neared an end. The lawsuit alleges that LaPierre diverted millions of dollars away from the group's charitable mission for his personal use of private jets, expensive meals, travel consultants, private security, and trips to Bahamas for him and his family. Okay. The Attorney General claims that LaPierre spent more than $500,000 of NRA's assessed to fly himself and his family members to the Bahamas from May 2015, to April 2019. The NRA incurred over $1 million in expenses for private flights, in which LaPierre was not a passenger. Interesting. He received more than $1.2 million in expense reimbursements from 2013 to 2017, the lawsuit alleges. Three other defendants are also accused of violating nonprofit laws and internal policies as they enrich themselves, the suit says, contributing to the NRA's loss of more than $64 million in 3 years. Wow. The Attorney General is seeking both remedies, which Cohen would decide on during a second phase of the trial. Wow. I'm surprised they haven't gone under then. They done lost $64 million.
Yeah.
But they still exist.
But how is it that now when they're in trouble, now all of a sudden he's sick and he's resigning before the trial begins?
Right. So my thing is, are you still going to go after him?
That's a good question.
And I think that's how they get off the hook. oh, I got health reasons, I'm resigning, yada, yada. But you've been the president for 30 years now, but suddenly you want to be scat because they done caught up with your antics. So apparently, for you being a nonprofit, you know, they have certain guidelines they have to go by, and apparently these guidelines they weren't following.
No.
Well, they were able to, quote, unquote, I guess, embezzle, you know, money from the company, so to speak.
Yeah, you can't take the money and spend it on vacations for you and your family. That's not what that money is supposed to be for.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's $64 million in debt. They lost $64 million in 3 years. That's a lot of money. Wow.
Yeah. Wanted to have that happen. Maybe it was all those lavish vacations and whatnot.
Yeah, what had happened was.
Right, Letitia going to get them. That attorney general is not playing.
Watch out for Ms. Letitia. Yeah, she ain't playing. My thing is, how does this stuff come to light? I mean, does somebody go tell that? Run tell that? Is that what they do? Or
you know what? All it takes is a whistleblower. All you need is a whistleblower to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody probably didn't get broken off, and they said, oh, okay, y'all going to spend all the money, and I don't get to spend the money, I'm going to tell it.
Right. True that. Yeah, I think you got a good point, Dan. That's probably what it is.
I'm speculating. I don't know. But Letitia about to run up in there.
Yeah, but I'm curious to know what his salary was. You know, what did he get annually? You know.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious.
But you know what? Going back to your first question about if he retires, is she still going to be able to go after him? I would say yes, because if you did it, it shouldn't matter whether you're still the NRA president or chief or director or whatever his title, because if you still violated the charter or whatever of the NRA, it shouldn't matter whether you're still in that position. If you did wrong, she should still be able, I think, to go after him. I mean, I don't know what the law says, but I say go after that old butt.
Yeah, it just seemed like that she filed this lawsuit since back about 18 months ago. They had started the investigation, in 2020, August. And,
but see, now that it's about to go to trial, now all of a sudden he's sick and he wants to retire.
Then they tried to move to Texas.
And you know why? Because Texas is very gun-happy, gun-friendly.
Sure. Why are you going to move something all the way from New York City to Texas? I mean, that's the smoking gun right there.
Literally, the smoking gun. All right, we got Papa Didi in the studio. What you think about that, Papa Didi?
Well, hello.
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I can't.
What you think, Papa
Didi?
About this NRA guy. He claims he's sickly and he's going to retire, but Letitia's about to go up in that butt. And now he's like, oh, I'm retiring. I'm sick. I don't know nothing about nothing.
He's just like Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
His ass gets up on a plate. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting real ugly. But like I said, Letitia is time enough for all of them. For Trump, for him, for everybody else. All righty. Well, we'll keep it moving. Let's see. I got the next one. Speaking of Trump, unfortunately, I just had to talk about it one more time. This one is on the Supreme Court. Is now going to, they've been battling this one back and forth about whether the Supreme Court is going to get involved in deciding whether Trump can be barred from holding office. Well, now it's finally in the lap of the U.S. Supreme Court. So today, the U.S. Supreme Court said that they will review the Colorado Supreme Court's unprecedented decision where they removed Donald Trump from the state's ballot. And, of course, they made that decision based on deciding that it was a violation of the 14th Amendment where somebody has been involved in an insurrection and et cetera, et cetera. So Colorado Supreme Court decided to take him off the ballot. So Trump remains on the ballot as the lower court ruling is disqualifying him to be, you know, they're still saying it's all pending right now. But the high court, U.S. Supreme Court decision to hear the case is putting the nine justices right smack dab in the middle of the 2024 election, you know, as the primaries get started coming soon. So the state's ruling last month all but ensured that the justices would have to take up this political case and resolve the controversial question of whether Trump can be removed from the ballot. So even though Colorado's ruling only applies to Colorado, there have been other states who have also reviewed challenges to Trump's eligibility, even though nobody has gone as far as Colorado yet. So last week, Maine's Secretary of State removed Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot, and Trump's team has appealed that decision in state court. And then you got Oregon's Supreme Court that will soon rule on a bid to remove him from their primary ballot because of his role in the January 6th insurrection. So the Colorado decision has been on hold pending the U.S. Supreme Court's resolution of the case. So this is all very interesting because in the process of all of these different states now either wanting to remove him from the primary ballot or removing him altogether from, and again, this is only the primary ballot. This is not the, you know, the main one. This is just the primary. So now Trump is like still dealing with Letitia in New York and the charges pending against him. Now he's got to battle the states that are like Colorado, Oregon, Maine that want him off, and there's a few others, off the primary ballot. He is spending so much time, well, his team, battling these kinds of things. And I find it so interesting that with all the Republican primaries, he doesn't even bother to show up. So you got Chris Christie, and I can't get that man's name right, Swami. And what's her name? Her name just left me. And dude from Florida. What's his name?
You can't think of none of them jokes.
I can't think of anybody's name right now.
Ron DeSantis.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis and
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley. Thank you so much. They're basically just battling for second place because Trump, according to the polls, is still somewhere in the 50% in the polls, and they're all like somewhere in the maybe 19, 18, 17, percent. So it's like y'all are doing all of this and they're so busy fighting each other, which a lot of commentators have been pointing out, they don't even take on Trump. They seldom do they even mention Trump. They're fighting amongst themselves, which really doesn't make a lot of sense. Why are you fighting somebody whose numbers are that low when you got Trump sitting there at 50% and y'all don't even mess with him? I'm like, that sounds like a punk move to me. You scared of him?
Yeah, they're exactly scared.
Yeah, I'm like, you scared. You clearly are scared.
They're not scared of Trump. They're scared of what Trump is capable of and what Trump controls. See, as if I could say something on this matter.
Go for it.
First of all, Trump is the leader of all the Aryan nations and all the skinheads and all the, if you look, just take a look back at Charlottesville when they were up there raising hell, when that woman got killed by that car that came in blazing and ended up killing a white woman, you know, out of all that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way those Klan people was walking through Charlottesville with their torches and their little things you put in the ground, what do you call it,
the tiki torches.
Tiki torches and all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hundreds of them. Okay, Trump is in charge of all that. Just like when the insurrection, which is tomorrow's anniversary, he just sat back and watched it all. Nobody done anything while he sat back and let everything do what he does. So people know the evilness that he possessed. See, what Trump has to do, you know, God forgive me for saying this, Trump has got to die, man. That man's got to die. That's the only way his bullshit legacy and all the bullshit he stands for is going to lay to rest, is when he's laid to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that man has a mindset of a late 70-year-old person who is so set in their ways that it's not even funny. He's got every male, alpha male, bullshit entity, racial, you know, when something is all up in your ass like that, there's nothing you could do about it.
No,
but
you
if
can't
you just
take
a,
that.
But if you're an old man sitting on the porch grouchy, then that's what you are, an old man sitting on the porch grouchy. But when you're a man that's in charge of all that violent shit, the people run against him are afraid to do anything. Look at the situation when Colorado said that he can't be on the bill. Somebody went up there and shot one of the windows out of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Just went up there and shot a shotgun in the fucking window. Out of nowhere, just on the backdrop of what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Anything somebody does to somebody, there's a crazy person willing to go out there and sacrifice their life.
Those judges
in
are
order
getting
to do,
death threats.
People getting death threats,
it's
all
crazy.
Kinds of things going on. He's in charge of all that, but to me, that's just crazy leadership right there. You know, you guys are being led by a fool, but you can't tell them that because they've been looking for the great white hope forever. They watched Martin Luther King, they watched Malcolm X, they watched all the people that black people have looked up to and praised, and they never had a real hero. All their crazy-ass heroes are people like George Wallace and, you know, all them jokers, man. Hoover, Edgar Hoover, who was the, you know, the leader of the FBI that ordered everybody to be killed. Different, it was just villains. They've always been led by villains their whole life. And now Trump that came along, and he's the only one that's talking the way they want to talk. And look at all the people in the insurrection. Then you got the Speaker of the House. He's going to release footage of the whole situation, but he's going to blur out the pictures of the people doing the insurrection. He says he don't want nobody else to get in trouble. So whose side is he on if he's blurring the faces of the people that broke into the thing because he don't want nobody else
to
get arrested?
If they broke the law, why shouldn't they pay
because
the price?
They're all in that shit together. They're all scared to death of Trump. Trump can just snap his fingers and have motherfuckers killed. It's just that vicious. He wears a suit every day to disguise it. But shit, that suit ain't nothing but a white KKK uniform with a red-ass tie.
Mm-mm.
Don't get it twisted. If you don't look at it like that, then you need to take a second look at Trump. Take a second look at his ass. He ain't got nothing. Why you think he ain't got a debate none? He ain't got to say shit.
Yeah. He's holding his own
not,
separate
let me ask you a question.
Rallies.
Who is running for president that don't have to debate? What kind of brand new shit is that?
I've never seen it.
Why don't I just be the championship motherfucking heavyweight fighter of the world and don't have to punch a motherfucker at all? I ain't got to put gloves on. I ain't got
to
go up and show
don't
up in the arena.
Don't have to defend your title.
I ain't got to show up in the arena. But I'm the heavyweight champion of the world. And that's how this man is rolling. He do what he want to do, talk what he want to say. But like I said, as old folks always say, and this too will come to pass.
Absolutely.
You know, just like Kris Kringle turned into fucking Santa Claus. Ain't no different.
All right. Well, you got the mic, so let's go to your info.
Oh, well, I was just talking.
No, that was good. So you go right ahead.
Anyway, let's talk about this lady. What's her name? Claudine?
Mm-hmm.
Claudine Gay.
All right. Come on.
Now, Miss Black Woman. Now, before I'd seen her with the situation with Harvard, I didn't know who she was. I didn't know she existed. But the sad part about it, if you look at that imposition that they dealt with that when they had the different people from the colleges, and then you're going to have the finest colleges that money could buy that nobody can afford, you know, sitting up there in the Congress.
Oh,
MIT, Harvard, and the University of Pennsylvania. Now, what gets me is take a look at that case again, pull it up on YouTube or something. Now, the Congress people that were questioning the presidents of university, they were straight pro-Jewish all the way. Now, anytime you do some type of inquest or something like that, you need to have some kind of non-bias aspect because you're looking for answers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But these ladies were pro-Jewish all the way, and they were hammering these ladies, hammering them. You know, well, you tell me, you can't say the one lady, she was just like saying, oh, you can't say the da, 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 da. And she just couldn't do it. And the people were saying, well, what the women were saying is that I got to go back to this college. You know what I mean? I can't throw nobody under the bus like that. It's almost like when, like I said before, when you take, let's say, a man, a black man to court for, I don't know, you put a restraining order on somebody, right? And you take them to court. Now, when you go downtown, let's say you live somewhere, he lives somewhere, he did something to you, you filed a restraining court, you want a restraining order, so you go to court with this person. Now, when y'all go to court to do this thing, the judge will say his thing to both you and him, okay? Now, both of y'all are black as hell, and he's white as hell as a judge. Mm-hmm. But the two of y'all have to go back to the hood. He goes way up in the goddamn suburbs. So it really don't matter what he said to the lady. You know what I mean? Or what he said to the guy. Because if the guy get pissed off enough that night based on what happened in court, he only lives around the corner. You know what I'm saying? He lives around the damn corner. And that's the whole situation I'm saying with the ladies of the college. They got to go back to the college. So they can't say a bunch of shit that the people in D.C. want to hear, because when they go back, they got young, you know, minds back at the college campus that are like, they just waiting. They been watching. What did she say? Mm-hmm. What did she say that's going to be pro-Jewish or pro-Palestinian or pro-Gazna or pro, you know, they want to know. So those leaders were trying to speak neutral. But the congresswomen who were Jewish women didn't want to hear that shit. So what do you say? If somebody puts down the Jews, what are you going to do? You going to throw them the fuck off the campus or what? Well, I can't really say. What you going to do? Look at the thing again. Go to YouTube and pull up that thing when they drill those college presidents. They drilled them, ladies. I mean fucking drilled them. And they just wasn't given. They said, look, I got to go back to this campus. Like I said, like a black man, the black woman got to go back to the hood after the fucking judge puts a restraining order on them and the guy's pissed off and the woman lives two blocks the fuck away. And that's how they were when they had to go back to their damn campus. So they spoke on neutral terms. And then all of a sudden, when they didn't do it, now the Jewish congresswoman, oh, y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't speaking for shit. And everybody went along, all the Jews, you know, the Jews in the world. They all get together, and whatever they say is the way the shit's supposed to be. So they think, you know what I mean? But everybody got some shit in their race and their religion, so fuck that. Let he without sin cast the first goddamn stone.
All right.
But anyway, like I'm saying, so the pressure went on and all, but getting back to the young lady here, you know, it's so sad that, you know, she was just trying to be the president of a university until she took the invite to go up there and deal with them Jewish congresswomen. You know, and like I said, her name was Colleen Gay. She resigned Tuesday after facing intense scrutiny and all this jazz. The testimony she gave over a congressional hearing on the campus situations, and she was a six months was the shortest, and she was just getting her feet wet in the joint. Mm-hmm. So what is she going to say that she knows when in 6 months she don't really know the campus that well, you know? And in the 388 years of shit, she's only the second female and the first black female. Sure. So, damn, that place, you know, I don't know, was that even a good job for her to take? I mean, when it comes to Harvard, you know you ain't going to really have that many black attendants. So So, I mean, what do you represent but yourself in some respect?
Trying to be more diverse.
But, you know, long story short on the whole situation is the fact that I think her and the young lady from University of Penn, but MIT, they're sticking by their person. Like, you know, fuck all that. You know, we're more of a, you know, techno situation here. We ain't even into all that. But I feel bad for the one from University of Penn and the one from Harvard because they were just trying to keep it neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got to go back there and they got to tame that camp. They got to train, they got to tame that campus. And they had people out there. They had the Palestinians over here in a group. They had the Jewish people over here in a group. And they got to keep everything on a balance, you know? And that's the reason why they didn't say they were going to chastise one particular group, because it would piss another group off, you know? And that's the whole thing. So as far as my opinion is concerned, sometimes if you're the president, you got to stay neutral because you got a lot of mindsets. And these are young people who's got very influential minds, you know? They say hear the wrong shit. They just, you know, they reasoning is out the fucking window, you know? They just going for the gusto if somebody's saying something in their behalf, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope she falls on her feet and she finds something. Her and the young lady from University of Penn, that they both get another gig because them jokers up in Congress, they ain't no damn prayer book either, so fuck them too.
I think she went back to being a professor there.
Yeah, right. I think she still has the job.
Yeah, she's a professor there. But all right then, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Kettle and the cocktail of the week, because there was so much news this week that we just covered. We could use a good cocktail, so stay tuned on the other side of the break for the cocktail of the week.
Tune in every Friday night to join Red Wine for her commentary. I'm just saying, she'll tell you what's on her mind and give it to you straight, no chaser. Because that's how she rolls. On the Pajama Party Show, you know it's the original Pajama Party Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen online at apajamaparty.com or feel free to call in and join the show and let her know if you agree or if you disagree. The number is 914-803-4306. Give her a call. Let her know. Because after all, she's just saying. So add your opinion to the conversation on the original Pajama Party Show. We'll see you there.
All right, welcome back to Pajama Party. I'm one of those Papa D. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir, darling. And it's time for Kettle. And the cocktail of the week.
You're all right over here, everyone.
I'm feeling mighty fine. What you got for us, Kettle?
Okay.
We need a good cocktail. It's cold out there.
I got one.
On the East Coast. What you got?
Okay, I'm getting ready to warm you up. And this one's for you, Papa. This is called the Hennessy Spicy Blazer Cocktail. All right, follow me now. The Hennessy Spicy Blazer Cocktail, a perfect for an afternoon or long evening at home. This is dry, woodsy combination warms up the soul. Simply add one blazing fireplace. All right, we have 1.5 ounces of Hennessy VSOP. Drinking the good stuff.
Okay.
0.5 ounces, teaspoon of licorice powder. 1 ounce of mineral water, 1 pinch of black pepper, one tablespoon of white sugar, and 1 pinch of ground cinnamon. All right. We're going to add all these ingredients. And I'll tell you all the ingredients. We're going to mix all these ingredients together. We're going to flambé before pouring from one metal blazer mug to another 4 or 5 times.
Ooh,
put out the flame and let cool. Pour into an old-fashioned glass filled with ice cubes and garnish with the licorice stick. So the term flambé comes from a French word meaning flamed. So in the kitchen, it refers to the technique of adding alcohol to a dish and igniting it to burn off the alcohol. So that's the flambé. But it is called the Hennessy Spicy Blazer Cocktail. Enjoy.
All right. Ooh, that sounds good. Fancy.
All right. It's fancy, fancy.
Okay. I would try it.
Okay.
That's the Hennessy Spicy Blazer Cocktail. I like it.
That's what it is.
All right. Brought to you by Kettle and our parent company, DC Homegrown Entertainment. We thank you both. And we're going to switch it over to Papa Didi. You know the question. What's popping, Papa Didi?
What's popping?
Come on with it.
You know, I tell you, I was late to the show tonight, and I apologize because I was in a debacle with T-Mobile.
Uh-oh.
Now, like I said before, I think that we as people, we are too much at the mercy of some of this crap in the world that's really acting like we need it. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have to take a step back and understand what our wants and our needs are, you know, and try to understand. But then we get locked in so hard that trying to pull out of that joint is like, you know, trying to take your Johnson out of a vice and shit. I know ladies can't relate to that shit, but it's some painful shit. Anyway, I was on the phone with T-Mobile, right? I have insurance on my phones, and one of my phones was acting kind of wacky, right? So I said, well, you know, I was going to upgrade it. But I said, you know what? Let me use the insurance and just get me a new joint. You know, we'll refurbish, however they do that. That's why they tell you to trade in your phone so they can fix it up and give it to the people who got insurance that claim that their phone is bad. They hand you some old shit somebody else had, and they refurbish it. So it's a horrible cycle, you know what I mean, that we don't get the advantage of. Anyway, I was going to fall for the bullshit because that's what we do with big business. We fall for their bullshit. Anyway, now, getting back to my story. So the only problem that I took the order, I said, yeah, well, this was wrong with it. Yeah, I did have a few problems, and they accepted it and all. They should, because I paid probably $18 a month for the goddamn insurance. So 18 times four damn years, you know, add that up. That's probably a new damn phone. But anyway, now, when they put the order in, I was sitting there tonight because the order is supposed to have been in tomorrow or maybe Sunday or Monday, whatever. Now, I'm reading the order. It said, oh, get ready. Your order has shipped, yada, yada, yada. I'm reading it. And all of a sudden, I look up, and I'm reading the order, and my phone has 256 gigs. And the phone that they replaced it with is 128. And I said, wait a minute. Out of nowhere. And this was about 7 o'clock this evening, Eastern Standard Time. Okay? So we're getting ready for the show as we do. You know, and I said, okay, well, look, let me break away for a minute. So I go upstairs, and I call T-Mobile, and I talk to somebody about the situation. And I kind of got through to her, and this girl was in the Philippines and shit, because, you know, you're either going to call the Philippines, the Netherlands. You know, you ain't going to be nobody in America. You're going to be way overseas somewhere, you know, like the movie The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy and, you know, this is Inga from Sweden. Remember, this is Inga from Sweden. You know, that's how they all sound. Anyway, so she gets on the phone and she said, okay, I see your order. Oh, I said, yeah, look, all I need is anyway, I know that probably shipped. It was going to come. Can I send it back? But can you put me another order in with the phone? With my phone has 256 gigabytes, not 128. Oh, yeah, let me see. And she's talking to me, and it's 7 o'clock. It's no big deal. So a half hour goes by. She sends me to another apartment called the whatever, the whatever. So I'm talking to him for a minute. Oh, hi. So I'm spending 30 minutes with her. And all of a sudden, you know, and then all of a sudden that shit goes awry. And I'm you know, when you retell your story, mm-hmm. Nothing pisses me off in the world more than anything else in the world. When I got to repeat my shit, excuse my language, I'm only trying to make my story sound better. Okay. I had to repeat myself four times. All I needed was a new order to come in on my phone, but I need a 256 gig instead of the 128. So she sends me somewhere else. Now I'm getting pissed off. I said, let me speak to the supervisor. Okay. Hold for the supervisor. Now the show starts at 9 o'clock, right? Here it is now about 8:20. I'm starting to get worried. All of a sudden, I'm talking to the supervisor. He's acting like he's all conservative and laid back. Oh, Mr. Such and Such, Yeah, don't worry about it. Okay, yeah, I see the situation. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Now it's fucking 8:45. Okay? I've been on there since 7 o'clock messing with these, you know, illiterate jerk girls. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, he says, okay, well, look, I tell you what. I'm going to get one of my techs to put it through so they can get you in there. I said, well, wait a minute. Why can't you do it? Well, no, no, no. They have all the information you need. They can do it. So he calls one of his techs, and he's on the line with one of his techs. Now, the techs knew it was a supervisor, so he pulls out his tongue, and he starts licking the balls on the supervisor. Oh, yeah, don't worry, Mr. Such and Such. I'll take care of Mr. Such and Such. I'll take care of him. I'm hearing the fucking slobber of him just licking up and down his balls. He's kissing his ass like it's to no end. Yeah, I'll take care of Mr. Such and Such. I know he's been on the phone for a couple of hours. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, I think I'm getting some service here because he put me on with a real kiss ass or ball ass licker or whatever the hell you want to call him. Okay, now, getting back to the story. Now, the boss hangs up, and I say in my mind, when the boss hangs up, oh, fuck, okay? Now, I'm talking to the clerk again. I done went around the rosy for 2 hours, ended up with another goddamn clerk. Now, I'm talking to the clerk, and here it is, about 9:05, I said, Red Wine, please start the show without me. I gotta deal with this. I'm just going to get this phone ordered again. Now, all of a sudden, the guy gets on the phone, and he says, oh, I can't do it. I said, you can't do what? Well, I can't reorder your phone because the order has already been processed. I said, I know order's been processed. We talked to the manager, and he said, you can do it. Well, I'm new. I don't know how to do it.
Oh,
and I'm saying,
God.
Well, wait a minute. Why did you lick this man's balls like a motherfucking lollipop? And then when he hangs up, you don't know what the hell you're even doing? Mm-hmm. It just blew my fucking mind. Excuse my language. I'm cursing to make my story sound better. I could not believe this. 2 hours on the phone. I get with the boss. The boss gives me an incompetent kiss ass. He didn't know what he was doing. So like at 9:10, before I came down to the phone, I said, fuck everybody. And I pressed the button and hung up. I said, now ain't this a B-I-T-C-H? I went through all this crap. All I needed was a phone with 256s. I said, I will mail you back the 128. Right now, the phone I got is a 250. I got about 156 gigs of crap on my phone. How am I going to fit that into a 128? That's what I try to explain to ass, but nobody knew how to do nothing. It's amazing how people today, nobody on the job knows what they're doing. How are these people hiring? I'm talking to somebody in the Philippines. And I'm saying to myself, what the hell? And it gets me back to what I said initially tonight. We as Americans, we are at such a beck and call, a bunch of people in this world that are a lot dumber than we are, but we are giving them our hard-earned money, our time, our effort, and this is in every industry that you can possibly imagine. The cell phone has nothing to do with it. It's everywhere. The supermarket, the department store, the car dealership, the auto parts store, no matter where you go, there's some incompetent person in there waiting to waste your fucking time. Mm. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Ooh. Oh, my, my.
Drop the mic. Hello.
So it's still not resolved.
It's still in resolve.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to get the 128 in the mail, and I'm going to wait. And I'm going to talk to somebody while I got it in my hand.
This is why people do drive-bys. People get upset and they say, why do people act like that? Why do people do these things? It's because of this kind of crap. You drive people crazy for 2 hours and then you wonder why people do these drive-bys and blow up something, you know, because y'all making people crazy.
And like I said, if you would have heard the way that boy was kissing that manager's ass, it would have blew your mind.
My.
Oh, thank you for sending Mr. Such and Such over to me. I would take care of him, sir. Okay.
Yeah, sure,
okay, Tom. Thank you very much, Tom. And Tom was just rubbing his head like a fucking dog. It was crazy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Anyway, I'm sure it's not just me. I'm sure everybody in the world is dealing with something or did something recently where they were just tripping the whole time.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more weirdness on the Weird News. It's the Pajama Party.
This is the Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
All right, welcome back to Pajama Party. My name is Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
I'm bonsoir, darling. Ooh, it's time for the weird news. And I'm up first. So here's what I got for you tonight. This is a weird one. I've got Florida man sues Dunkin', that's Dunkin' Donuts, over injuries following a toilet explosion. Now, this is out of Orlando, Florida. A customer has filed a negligence lawsuit against Dunkin', claiming that he was injured by an exploding toilet at one of the coffee chains located in Central Florida. The guy's name is Paul Kerouac. He's seeking more than $100,000. That's all. Anyway, he's seeking more than $100,000 in a lawsuit he filed Wednesday in a state court in Orlando, claiming that he suffered severe and long-term injuries following the explosion of a toilet in the men's room of a Dunkin' location in Winter Park, Florida, a year ago. So I guess it took him a year to get it together to file his lawsuit. Now, after the explosion, it left him covered in human feces, urine, and debris. He walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers and the store's manager, according to the lawsuit. An employee told him that they were aware of the problem with this exploding toilet because there had been previous incidents. And that was pretty much, you know, they didn't go into any other details about the explosion. So when contacted Thursday by email about more details on the injuries, Mr. Kerouac's attorneys said he was tied up and couldn't answer any questions until the following day. The Canton, Massachusetts-based company, that's Dunkin, did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment. Now, the lawsuit says that Kerouac suffered bodily injury and that he now requires mental health care and counseling since this incident, January of 2022.
Mm.
I guess the man was traumatized when the feces and the urine and everything came up.
That was the Winter Park.
Winter Park.
Okay. Been there. It's a nice little town.
That's my weird news. Exploding toilet donut joint. All right.
Nasty.
All right, Kettle.
That's so dumb. That's what sounds like. Okay.
what you got, Kevin?
This dog ate $4,000 in cash. Well, I'd be pissed. I'd be a piss. Pittsburgh couple's finicky dog decided to have an expensive snack when he ate and destroyed nearly $4,000 in cash. December 8th, Clayton and Carrie Law couldn't believe their dog. People had eaten the $4,000 cash they had just withdrawn from the bank. Why would you leave it near the dog? Okay, Clayton had set the money on the kitchen table, and 3 days later, he was deciding to eat the money. He said he was shocked. It was so out of character of him. He wouldn't eat food off a coffee table. He said, I was just in shock because it was very unlike him. Cecil ingested about half of the money and ripped up the other half. Oh, my God. The couple searched online on what to do if their dog eats money. The results, the law saw were that mutilated currency can be mailed or dropped off the U.S. Bureau of Engraving printing in D.C. office, along with a letter stating the estimate value and the reason for the damage. Okay, so they can get their money back. However, the standard claims can take 6 months to 3 years. Wow. Instead of waiting, Carrie said the couple called their bank to see if they could deposit damaged currency. They learned this happens often, and the bank advised the laws to wait. During the course of the next 3 days, Cecil excreted $50 and $100 bills. Laws had a system in place. Clayton would pick up the poop and stand at the utility sink, sorting through the aftermath. Oh, my God. Carrie would try to match the serial numbers on the scraps of the bills and tape them together. Oh, my God. Are they crazy? The laws were unable to recover around $3,500 of their $4,000. Sheets were ripped up and ate. They'll have the recovered money of their home, and they are planning to see if the bank will accept it. Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's too much. Too much.
Yeah. I'm curious to know if they were black or white. I mean, if the bank takes the money back, well, you know what color they are.
Yeah, they're white.
The other color, they're
going to
be like, well, if they're black, they'd be like, yeah, right. They're good dogs to eat of that money. You just try to get the money.
Ooh, I actually saw that story on CBS this morning. It's a white couple.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Need
okay.
we say
That's
more?
My weird news. Okay, moving on.
My turn?
Yep, what you got?
This is an interesting story. I kind of agree with her in some respect. This woman, she's seeking a class action lawsuits against Reese's over a faceless pumpkin.
What?
Now, no, check it out. The woman, she's in Tampa Bay. She's seeking a class action status for a lawsuit against the Hershey Company, you know, the chocolate people, after the packaging for her peanut butter pumpkin left a sour taste in her mouth. Her name is Cynthia Kelly. She filed a proposed class action complaint in federal court now, not municipal, federal,
okay,
on Thursday, accusing the company of falsely representing some of its Reese's peanut cup products, okay? The woman's beef with the candy started in October when she paid $4.49, and she's right, because that chocolate is expensive as hell, and it sits by the damn checkout in the supermarket and shit. You go to grab one, and they boop, and she'd be like $3.79 for a fucking candy bar. You're like, what? You don't need it. Anyway, so she paid $4.49 for a package of the pumpkin-shaped Reese's at an Aldi's grocery store, okay? Because she assumed the product contained a cute-looking carving of a pumpkin, like it says on the cover, and it has like a, you know, it's chocolate with orange eyes and mouth and everything on there.
Carved-out eyes.
Right, carved-out eyes and everything.
Okay.
Like, yeah, but the chocolate's not carved out, but it's got orange designs of a pumpkin on it.
Mm-hmm.
She said upon opening the treat, though, she discovered the product was fully covered with chocolate, with no orange detail of anything, no eyes, no nose, no mouth, no nothing, just chocolate.
Just a hunk of chocolate.
Hunk of chocolate, okay. So she said she never would have purchased the product if she knew it was just a pumpkin-shaped Reese's that didn't have any kind of pumpkin face on it like she imagined when she spent $4.49 for this, okay?
That's
so she petitioned, and she got about 2,000 signatures, okay, which allowed her to, you know, submit the lawsuit and everything. But, you know, it got to the point where now she's going in and she's claiming she wants $5 million in damages.
Whoa.
Okay, she said, look, this is a bunch of crap. Which, you know, I understood that in some respect, because when you put this pretty face on there and you open it up, you know, and it's not that at all, then the advertisement is what made people crack up the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but there again, like I said before, when I was completely angry with T-Mobile, but I didn't got over them jokers. It's funny what brown liquor could do the shit, okay? A couple sips of brown liquor, you ain't worried about nothing or nobody.
You no longer care.
Yeah, I no longer care. Anyway, but that's the same with a lot of things that we do and get today. If you notice today, in most cases, a lot of people that work in these different stores, Walmart and all that, they don't refrigerate stuff like they should sometimes. Sometimes, because like when you buy, like, say, half a gallon of milk, if it's got a big, look, like a balloon about to pop, that means that stuff sat out too long. And some pickles have to be refrigerated. Like I eat pickles called half-sour pickles. They got to be refrigerated. And sometimes if I buy them and I taste them and they taste kind of bad, it shows they didn't refrigerate them like they're supposed to. Well, sometimes you'll go in a store and you'll see stuff sit on a rack that needs to be put in the refrigerator that somebody's going to come along, the stock clerk's going to put in there. But you got like 12 dozen eggs that are stacked up, and you don't know you're buying bread and stuff in that aisle. But there's like 12 dozen eggs sitting on this rack. And how long has those eggs been on that rack? Now, if chickens start popping out of those motherfuckers, you know they've been there too long.
You got a problem.
Okay? So what I'm saying is that stuff there, if she's talking chocolate, that could have maybe melted over. Because who says that the chocolate, because usually when you get chocolate, me personally, when I get chocolate, I put it in the refrigerator. You know? It's just something about that cold crunch that's, you know.
Oh, you like it cold.
Yeah, my personal turn on. Okay. But I'm just saying it's, you know. But in any event, I wish her luck with the suit. But it's just another case, too, where that chocolate could have been melted over where people just ain't stored. And plus, in hot climates, you know what happened to chocolate inside of a package, you know. But
they were in Florida?
Florida, yeah. You know, case in point.
No, I think that they just, like what she said, they didn't put the decoration.
No, not at all, really.
The chocolate, like the package.
Let me tell you something.
The sand.
She is suing that multi-billion dollar company of Hershey. I wish her the best of luck. I wish I was there to sign the damn petition. I would have brought my damn self to be down with it.
I'm not mad at it.
Mm-hmm. So good luck, Cynthia Kelly. Good luck.
All righty. Well, that concludes the... I was going to say the mad news. That concludes the weird news. Everybody's mad. Okay. Let's see what we're doing. We're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back with, I'm just saying.
Red wine.
Woo! Boy, we're having fun tonight. It's the Pajama Party Show. And we'll be back right after the break.
Your finest cognac over a glass of ice in a short glass. Goes great with Papa DD's segment. Living for the City on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time or apajamaparty.com on a live stream. I want to talk to that Papa DD myself. I'm going to hit him up. It's on 914-803-4306. Once again, that's 914-803-4306. And you should too.
Oh, yeah, that was the voice of one of our fill-ins, one of the friends of the show. His name is Mr. Lowe.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Lowe?
He did that commercial for us. That's one of Red Wine's, one of Red Wine's offsprings that hatched.
Shout out to Mr. Lowe.
Mr. Lowe.
Anyway, my name is Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir, darling.
And we're going to turn over to Red Wine. Red Wine, you got something to say tonight to the people?
Yeah, I do. You know what? Tonight, being that it's the beginning of the new year,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk about resolutions.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, with it being a new year, as usual, people are making their New Year's resolutions. But what I'm just saying tonight is a resolution what you really need? Because at what point are we going to stop talking about what we need to do and just get it done? I mean, I'm not excluding myself because I'm guilty as well. But I'm sure we all think about all the things we need to do to make our lives better and be better. You know, like Kettle mentioned earlier, managing finances better, spend less, save more, lose weight, exercise more. But, you know, there's other things, too, like kicking toxic people to the curb. All these things that we promise to do every year. And sometimes we do it, most times we don't. But I'm just saying, you know, we mean well, but it's a lot of talk. So I'm just saying, is it a resolution that we need, or is it a revolution that we need? So I'm leaning more toward a revolution. I think revolutions require more action and less talk. So how about we make New Year's revolution? Let's just draw a line in the sand and decide, what is it that I'm no longer going to deal with, what I'm no longer going to take? Stuff you just simply are saying, I'm not doing it anymore in 2024, because it rhymes. I'm not going to do it anymore in 2024. And if that means less friends and less associates, so be it. If that's what it takes to get your life on the path where it needs to be, then be like Nike. Just do it. It's time for a revolution, not a resolution. Resolutions become passive ideas, but revolutions are action-oriented. So let's take action. Just do it. Make it happen. If you want to change your life, you need a revolution to happen with accountability. And if you don't have somebody that will hold you accountable, learn to be accountable to your daggone self. It's not easy, but it can be done. That way, there's nobody to blame if you fail but you. And if you succeed, then you can celebrate by yourself and say, I did it by myself, for myself. I accomplished my goal. Revolutions might not be pretty, but if you want to make a change, a revolution is what's necessary. So make up your mind. Get into that revolution state of mind. Put your fist up in the air and start a revolution for 2024. Declare war on whatever is holding you down, whatever is holding you back. This revolution might not be televised, but it's sure going to be all the way live. This is Red Wine, and I'm just saying, a resolution is not what you need. What you need is a revolution. Fist up, fight the power, victory is yours.
Hello. Okay, fight the power. All right. All right, Red Wine. You're saying some good
fight
stuff. All right. The new year, like you said, 2024.
I'm just saying, you know, we got to get beyond talk about it. Let's be about it.
I agree.
Revolution. Fist up.
Hey, let me tell you something. What you mentioned was the name of a lot of songs going by. Mm. And the people that created them, you know.
Hey.
People that, you know, Public Enemy, Gil Scott-Heron.
All of it.
All those great people that we stand on their shoulders.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, let's get beyond the talk of making these resolutions that we repeat year after year. Let's make it a revolution.
Mm.
So I'm going to kick it over to you, Papa Didi.
Okay.
Living for the city. What's happening in the city?
I got some other stuff on another corporation, but the first thing I was saying, just to breed off what you were saying, you know, we really have to understand that we're in some difficult days now. We're really between a rock and a hard place with things that are going on in the world. You know, we're sitting back watching the world unfold, which isn't in our favor at all. You mentioned the people earlier, you know, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis and your boy Schwami.
Mm-hmm.
Them four people right there don't mean black people a fucking hill of beans. They don't mean us no good. They don't have none of our interests at heart at all. They all doing their own thing, living their own life, living their own luxuries, living their own privileges based on whatever they've done and whatever. And what gets me, too, the biggest hypocritical thing in the world today is all the people like Schwami, you know, that's what I call his ass. That's my nickname for him. This boy is in his, what, late 40s, not even 50 years old yet, He acts like he knows everything and came over here and became a billionaire. And everybody talks about being an immigrant. You know, my mother was an immigrant and my grandfather was an immigrant. Then why are y'all so prone on stopping motherfuckers from coming over the border now? When half of your mothers and fathers came the same goddamn route. So what, that route is not the route to go anymore now that you're filthy, dirty, stinky-ass rich? So the people you see on the border now look like scum to you? Well, 30 years ago, your mother was in that fucking line. Your grandfather was in that fucking line, crossing that same goddamn fence, crawling through that same hole, swimming across that same-ass river. 50, 60 years ago, but now the shit's an eyesore because you're over here now as a free foreigner, a rich foreigner, and all this stuff looks, you know, completely messed up to you. Looks brutal. Oh, my God. Oh, they're, look at the border, like Swami. Biden has no control over the border, and he's foreign as hell.
Mm-hmm.
My parents came over, immigrants from whatever. So you was in the same line. Your parents went through the same shit. But now y'all done took off y'all muddy-ass boots and dried your legs and washed your ass and got rich. You know, that line of immigrants looks, look at them. Look at them dirty-ass foreigners. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's some ruthless shit. Anyway, let's go back to corporations again. Here's some other monkeys I deal with. I don't mean to take off my business when it comes to my personal bills. But let's talk about one of my next creditors. You know I mess with T-Mobile. I put that out there. The next jokers I mess with is that goddamn Liberty Mutual.
Uh-oh.
These motherfuckers. Let's talk about these jokers. Now, at the end of the year, I have what's called a policy renewal on my auto insurance, okay? Now, you think I'm telling you my business, but I'm not. I'm sort of, what do you call it? I'm paraphrasing, more or less.
Okay.
You know, now, I have four vehicles, all paid for. They all have what you call liability insurance, more or less, okay? Now, I finally got my bill down to a respectful level where I was paying about $200 a month for four vehicles, which is good. Hell, I'm an old man. I'm a good driver. I drive like Miss Daisy, you know what I mean? I ain't no fast driver. I drive defensively, all right? Now, all of a sudden, on a renewal, the thing came up for my new bill that starts February 1st, said that my first bill will be $264, and after that, it'll be $255, you know, going forward. I said, what happened to the $200? I think it was $202, which was cool. You know, I got it, but, you know, implemented that in my budget. So how the fuck did I jump up to $256? So I immediately, like I did with T-Mobile, I immediately got on the phone. And I talked to a young lady, and like I said, I get a fucking rookie every time. I don't know why. I don't know. Every time I call, I cannot get anybody on the phone from any of these corporations that have been with the company 10 years or better. I don't understand it. I'm always getting the two-year joker, the six-month joker. And you can tell by their voice, hi, how you doing? Hey, oh, thank you for being with us for as long as I've been fucking living. Okay, oh, you've been with Liberty Mutual 21 years. Yeah, how old are you? I'm 23. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? So how the hell are you going to tell me anything about anything? You just came out of high school. You still got pimples on your face. I mean, it's just crazy.
Boy.
I'm making jokes, but I'm being serious. Now, I asked the lady, I said, excuse me, can you tell me, I'm going to get to the point of what I'm saying. I'm done with the jokes. Can you tell me why my bill is going up $56 a month? You guys wanted my mileage. I send you all the mileage to the cars. Now, being I have a few cars, I draw off all of them a little bit, so therefore none of them accumulate high mileage. That's been my design for years, you know. So I said, okay, yeah, all these cars is $2,000 a year, which is $8,000 total on four different cars. Now, anyway, she's like, oh, looking around here, Mister, I don't see anything where you're, there's no, you had no accident. I said, hell no. You're not, no. Okay. I said, so, okay, so why is my first bill $264 instead of $200 when it renews February 1st? Well, it really has to do with, then she goes into her young, inexperienced fucking tell somebody anything to satisfy their air spill. Oh, you know, the cost of parts and the cost of repairs. I said, what do you mean repairs? I didn't have no accident over the last year. I haven't had an accident in 5 years. So what repairs are you talking? Well, it's for everybody. She just running out all this bullshit. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? It's not that. You know what it is with Liberty Mutual? It's a couple things. First of all, it's that fucking emu. That fucking fat ass, what is he, a bird, a pigeon? You know, emu, emu, and dove. Now, what the fuck is emu? And why does emu and that white boy in that yellow shirt, what the hell has that got to do? Right, they paying them motherfuckers. And then you got the girl with the dog that, you know, that spins around and all that. And all these little commercials that have nothing to do with telling us what our insurance will do for us. And then the emu is so fucking trained that he just does everything like a human being. And then you got the other guy who's got a deep voice. All right, I'm replacing you. Oh. These commercials have no significance whatsoever on why my insurance is being raised. And then they hire these celebrities. Every time you look, there's somebody advertising shit like Tom Brady. You got the fucking all these football players, basketball, Charles Barkley. You paying all these people big money to put celebrities behind your product, but you taking it out of my cheap, my poor ass. But like I said, I'm faulting Emu. Emu, Gimu, and Doug. Why the hell is Emu and that white boy with the yellow shirt, what the hell does that got to do with my car insurance? Tell me. Liberty Mutual can kiss my ass too. Because them motherfuckers, that is some sorry ass advertising at my expense. You raised my shit for nothing. I had no accidents, no problems, no situation. You took me up 50. Now that's $58 a month times 12.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay? And I'm like, damn, $50, $100, $5,200, $5,300, $5,400, $5,500, $650 extra. And I still got my four cars that are paid for, which is liability only. And I paid another $600. This will stand with y'all. Then I called my state of residency and I called Allstate. I said, look, I wanted to, my state of residency where my car is registered is New Jersey. I'm telling y'all too much of my fucking business tonight. Anyway, I called New Jersey and I said, well, I called Allstate. You know what they told me? We're not taking no more Jersey residents of car insurance. I said, oh, y'all motherfuckers are so filthy, dirty ass rich. Y'all don't need my money. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm leaving alone right there. Like I said before, big business is showing their ass. And we as people, if we don't wake up and see the things that we need in this world and start getting together and don't let politics or D.C. or Trump dictate our behavior or our idiosyncrasies and all the things that are making us hate each other, because as long as we stay separated, we can't pay attention to what's really going on in the world. That's why we're all getting fucked, because we ain't paying attention to what's serious. We're looking at Entertainment Tonight and all this shit that got to do with stuff that means nothing, and we're dealing with it, and at the same time, you know, we getting screwed, you know. But like I said, fucking emu. Fuck him.
So
Liberty Mutual.
It's the emu and Doug.
Emu, Doug.
Ooh.
Liberty Mutual, T-Mobile. Kiss my ass, all of y'all.
Oh, my gosh. So we know who's going to kiss
anybody,
this tonight.
Look, if anybody has any concerns or anything like Papa D, give us a call. 914-803-4306. Hey, come on.
And press one. If you listen to the show, press one. Call in, you know, rebuttal. If you love Liberty Mutual, you love Liberty Mutual, and say, you know, Papa D.D., fuck you, I love Liberty Mutual. Go ahead. Challenge my ass. Like T-Mobile. You kissing T-Mobile's ass? Call us and say, Papa D.D., I love T-Mobile. They're my fucking hero.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
I'm still laughing about Emu and Duh.
Yeah. What kind of campaign?
His mustache.
And mustache.
He doesn't even have a mustache.
And what does Emu eat anyway? How much
know.
You got to feed that motherfucker?
That dude's talking about Liberty Bibbity.
Liberty Bibbity. You're replacing me?
They
oh, my God.
Money.
Liberty Bibbity, Liberty, Liberty. Nothing to do with what
the
insurance entails or how good it is or what it
money.
Stands for.
They probably eat money just like the dog was ate the money we talked about earlier.
Mm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, all right. Well, let's go to Hollywood.
You need to wake up.
You ready?
We can't take a break.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back
all
with
right.
The Hollywood wrap up with Kettle.
Oh, my goodness. That was too much information.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I told too much of my business. Now I'm going to hit y'all with that red light like Men in Black.
Oh, no.
Poof.
No, we're not doing all that. All right. We'll be right back after this break.
Looking for a new cocktail to serve at your next dinner party? Trying to figure out what pairs well with your main entree? Then you need to visit the Cocktail of the Week archive at apajamaparty.com. We've got a list of all the cocktails we've featured on previous Pajama Party shows with recipes and pictures of the drinks. And believe me, we've had some good ones. And while you're on the website, visit the archives for previous shows. Just click on any date and you can hear the shows again and again. We've got you covered at apajamaparty.com. And tell a friend. They'll thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Pajama Party. One who's Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello. Oh,
she's still laughing.
You all right over there?
Yeah.
In red wine.
Oh, swan, darling.
Damn. Woo! Y'all phasing out. Y'all shooting those, y'all eating those mushrooms again?
I'm just still laughing.
Exactly.
Give me a segment.
All right, Kettle, you ready to get down with the Hollywood wrap-up?
I sure am. Come on.
Here we go. Hollywood. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, Hollywood. Take it away.
Well, as everyone has found out by now, Cat Williams, he's been on a roll. The internet has stopped in its tracks by precisely this as Williams sat down with a nearly three-hour interview with Shannon Sharp on the club Shay Shay Club. They sitting down drinking their cognac, and
that's
he's expressing what's going on. Who, Cat Williams or Shannon Sharp?
No, he likes Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp.
Oh,
that's
okay,
my man.
I got him.
That's my main man.
So he said, over the course of the interview, Williams makes outrageous claims that Harvey Weinstein offered to suck his penis in front of all my people at my agency.
What?
Also, he airs out personal grievances with half a dozen of the comedians, such as Cedric the Entertainer. He claimed that Cedric took one of his jokes. He saw him 1998, 99, or 2000 when they came out with the Kings of Comedy. He used the joke on that particular episode of Kings of Comedy. Comedian Michael Blackson said he's not booed enough. He was just coming out raw. He goes deep on the production of the Friday After Next, dismisses rumors about his personal life. He's talking about everything. He says Kim Kardashian is a whore. Just crazy stuff.
Well,
I'm like, okay,
that.
You have gone too far. He's even talking about Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish. He says, what's the other comedian? The guy that was in First Sunday with him and he wore a dress. Tavis Smiley. He said he's crazy. He says that he put in his contract, Cat Williams put in his contract, that Travis Smiley has to wear a dress the next film that we're in together. And
really?
Sandy Sharp asked him, well, why did you put that in your contract? Well, he said that Tyler Perry's and the Tabitha Smiley's, they do their best roles as women.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Like, okay. I said, okay. I mean, he was just blasting everybody. Harvey Weinstein, Steve Harvey, like you said, Tiffany Haddish, Tracy Smiley, P. Diddy, Chris Tucker. You just have to listen to the interview, and it's on YouTube, and I checked it out earlier today, and wow, I mean, he's all the way raw. That's all I can tell you. You just have to check it out for yourself. Also in the news, Elise Neal. She plays in the Black Hampton. She adds her voice to those of many black actresses speaking out about the pay disparities they experience in Hollywood. She said at some point, it got too bad that she had to walk away from two television shows because the offer was beneath what she believed her value was. I mean, you know, Monique talked about it probably, 10 years ago. People didn't listen. Taraji P. Henson, she's talking more about it as well. So I would love to see where that goes. I mean, hopefully that the women in Hollywood, the black women, are going to be started getting paid what they should be paid. So I'm just going to continue to follow that. So let's hope so. Also in the news, you guys remember David Soul of Starsky and Hutch? He passed this week. Remember the crime-fighting duo in the 70s, Starsky and Hutch, scored a number one hit single in 1977, Don't Give Up on Us. I remember that single. He died Thursday. He was 80 years old. That was my joint, Starsky and Hutch, boy. He was a fine, blonde-haired white guy. I was like, he was cool. I like both of them. They were pretty cool, real cool. Also in the news, the Golden Globe Awards are coming out on Sunday. They have some predictions. And unfortunately, the color purple was not mentioned in the best movie for the year. I'm like, okay, these people don't lost their mind. The color purple is not included in that. That's crazy.
But wait a minute, didn't that come out at the end of last year, right?
Yes, it should have been included, but no, it was not. It was not included. Because it just made it. You know, you have a deadline, and it just made it. You know, the deadline.
Yeah.
Here again, you know, color purple being blackballed. That's how I see it. Being blackballed again.
We go. But Barbie's all up in there.
Yes. So.
Okay.
So. This is the first awards of the year, which is the Golden Globe. So you guys check it out on Sunday. Also, Jeffrey Epstein, these documents that were sealed, they are unsealed. And they said about over 200 stars' names that are on this list that used to frequent Jeffrey Epstein's, estate, the island that he used to have. People from Michael Jackson to the Prince Andrew to President Clinton. Even though they did go on that island, that doesn't mean that they were involved in everything he was doing or that they knew of, everything he was doing. But that list finally hit, so 200 names. So I guess they'll keep spilling what names are there. So. And that's my Hollywood wrap-up for the night. Short and sweet.
All right. And wraps it up for this week. Hey. All right. Thank you, Kettle, for the Hollywood wrap-up brought to you by Kettle and DC Homegrown Entertainment. And, go ahead, Papa D.
Hey, Kettle.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke on Epstein like that. I tell you, I'm just so saddened about his situation because, see, I think, first of all, as far as him committing suicide, that was a bunch of BS, in my opinion, because see, everybody knew that when he was in jail, he knew the names of everybody on there. And see, when people get, when people, rich people that have connections, collectively get together and say that you have to die because of their paranoidness, I mean, I thank God that my life has never been where I've been so paranoid, where I had to order something to go down based on other people that were paranoid, you know, and order something to go down. But I think that Epstein's death was a collective conglomerate of paranoid people that all got together and did the nod, as the mafia said. They did the nod, but the name still came out. And see, as far as the media is concerned, see, the media, they're a bunch of bitch asses also, because the media controls the narrative. They're not saying Donald Trump's name out loud, but his name was on that list probably big as hell in capital letters.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? Sure. But you don't see them saying them. They'll throw somebody under the bus like Bill Clinton, who ain't really moving so much anymore, and Michael Jackson is dead, and a bunch of people that really aren't really a huge significance, because the people who own the media, as far as who the people that own Fox, the Murdoch family and all them, they control what comes out of the mouth of the people sitting at the tables. And the people that own CNN, they control the mouth of the people that are sitting at the table. And they only put out the names of people. They put out the one girl's name, Gwyneth Paltrow or something. She was on there. See, one thing about Epstein, being he owned the island, his island has something for everybody. You know what I mean?
DiCaprio was on there.
Oh, yeah, but we knew DiCaprio was a dick slinger a long time ago. He had to be on the list. We knew that him, his dick is on fire, so we ain't got to even worry about DiCaprio. He fucks anything moving, 18 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy.
Yeah. Bill Clinton is on there.
If they can't walk, he'll carry the ass. But anyway, what I'm saying is that the media talks about people that they know they can get away with talking about, because the repercussions are vicious. And it's just sad that the people that really, and then for him to die because they were so paranoid, but then the list came out anyway. And it's just like old girl when she died, Sandra Bland.
Oh, yeah.
Sandra Bland embarrassed that cop so much on that Texas road that when he went back to, see, one thing people do don't understand is that when they kill people like that, like Sandra Bland, they shoot some kind of poison between their toes. And that way you don't see the incision between the toes. And I'm just so, when it comes to Sandra Bland, that's one of my biggest heroes in the world, because she just embarrassed the fuck out of that cop. You know what I mean? And he was so pissed off by that. His racism was so strong that he could do nothing but, all he wanted to see was her dead. And what's making it so bad, the coroner was down with it. See, if the cop get the coroner to go down with the shit, then they can kill anybody because the coroner puts out the final, you know, situation on that. And then they say they hung themselves. Now, just like they say that Epstein hung himself, how are these people finding enough goddamn fabric in a fucking prison cell to hang themselves? Are we supposed to fall for that shit? Now, we have got to be the stupidest people in the goddamn world to think that Sandra Bland and Epstein both killed themselves. That's a bunch of bullshit. Epstein died based on what he knew about people, because the shit he knew, he could have walked out of that goddamn jail with all people. Because he had pussy and dick for everybody, okay? On that island that Epstein owned was enough shit for everybody, young, old, black, white, pussy, dick. Epstein had it all, just like a fucking produce department. Motherfucker had tomatoes, cucumbers, artichoke hearts, goddamn, you name it.
Yeah,
he had it all. And everybody that was in, especially that goddamn Prince Philip, what's his name? Prince Andrew. He the horniest motherfucker on the planet. That boy came from England 50 times to get some pussy. It was crazy. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But like I said, but Sandra Bland, my black, beautiful female hero, God bless your beautiful soul, because you told that cop to kiss your ass, and he took you, put that back to that cell, and he took your life. And I swear, I pray for that girl all the time, because She didn't have to die like that. But she spoke her mind. Oh, what you going to remember? Play the tape of her talking to that boy.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker was embarrassed.
She was not backing down.
Sandra Bland. She's one of my people when it comes to being up on the, you know, the fucking, you know, boom.
Hero list.
The hero list. Hell yeah.
All right. Well, that takes us to the Kiss It list. So, Papa Didi, what is the Kiss It list? The world famous pajama
kiss
party kiss
list. Is everybody
kiss
showed their ass and made a fool of themselves and shit like that for the past couple weeks or last week or even yesterday.
Okay.
What have you. And
well, I'd like to start it off with Emu, Doug,
yeah,
Liberty Mutual, T-Mobile Customer
T-Mobile.
Service,
T-Mobile.
And then Wayne Lapeer, the guy who was the head of the National Rifle Association.
Oh, yeah.
Who now is saying he's so sickly, he's retiring.
Yeah.
You full of crap.
But when he was younger, they were spending big money.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had a coworker.
Like you
I had a coworker, 30 years old. This boy used to pull out his little NRA membership every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a member, 30 years old.
Exactly.
That's how much his mind was messed up.
Also, Reese's Candy Company,
mm-hmm.
faking people out with that pumpkin carved picture on the candy wrapper. And then you
chocolate.
Open it, and it's just a hunk of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. So put them on the Kiss It list. Oh, Lord, her name just went out my mouth.
Yeah.
Crazy Blonde Congress.
Which one?
The one that's always doing crazy stuff.
Marjorie Taylor Greene,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to be speaking at some hotel somewhere, and when the hotel found out that the topic had to do with January 6th stuff,
Pro-January 6th.
They canceled that crap and said, not in our hotel, you won't.
Mm.
So I'm putting her on the Kiss It list for even trying to put that event together.
Mm.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene.
How about your boy from South Carolina? What's his name?
Lindsey Graham. He's always on the Kiss It
list.
He's
gay. He don't want to admit it. But
Trump put him on the Kiss It list for holding separate rallies instead of doing a debate. With
right.
the other candidates that are running for
that's
Republican
circus.
President.
That's some circus stuff right there.
It really is.
That whole Republican situation is a huge circus. Anybody that falls for that crap, they're in the whole circle of the madness, you know.
Let's see. We got anybody else? I'm sure.
Kettle, what you got out there? You're awful quiet over there. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. No, you guys are covering everybody.
No, well, you know, Red Wine's the boss, so we got to listen to her.
Not anybody's
We're kissing her ass. We
I'm trying to just get everybody that I
me
had
Me and you both
down.
Kissing Red Wine's ass. She runs things, so. Mm-hmm. Thank God we just got a raise of $15 an hour January 1st.
Anyway, everybody on the Kiss It list this week, do we have anybody else?
Damn, let me see.
I'm going to say all the liars, the fakers, the phony folks. All of them, y'all are on the
Well, you know, I want to put my man, I mean, he's a nice guy, the new mayor of, the new governor of Maryland, what's his name? Your boy,
Westmore. I don't know if that's his name. I probably got it wrong.
You know, what I don't like is
that's
that
right.
between Westmore and the other one that was here, the other dude, nobody is paying attention to Route 295, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway.
Yeah.
The Baltimore-Washington Parkway is completely fucked up, okay? And one of you governors need to get with Otterando County and Laurel and Bowie and all the little cities that 295 Baltimore-Washington Parkway runs through, and y'all need to clean that joint up. That place is tight, always backed up. I can drive from Philadelphia nice, free and clear for 2 hours. My last 45-minute run on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway between Baltimore and Prince George County, that Baltimore-Washington Parkway always slows my ass down.
Yeah,
so please, Governor, you're brand new. Do something with the parkway. Widen it. Double-deck it. Do something.
Also, the Virginia governor, what's his name, Youngkin,
yeah.
For this whole move of trying to take Washington sports teams to Virginia,
because
they're trying to just really push it down everybody's throat.
They ain't got nothing.
And there's some people, a lot of people in Alexandria where the teams would go, that are saying we don't want it.
Because you can't put none out.
They're saying nobody heard us. Nobody let us talk. All of this is all being, like, put in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in Alexandria are saying, we don't want this. The traffic, the noise,
Alexandria,
all the stuff that comes with it.
Not to mention the water overflow.
Yeah, the flooding that
the
Alexandria
flooding.
Has to deal with.
That, what's that street called? Old Town?
Old Town.
That shit's flooded every
that
time
whole
it rains.
Area, Old Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Whole issue. But
mm-hmm.
I think that's it. All right, well, everybody on this week's Kiss It List, we have a special award ahead of the Golden Globes just for you. And here it is.
Kiss my entire head.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
You can just.
All right, welcome back to Pajama Party. I'm your host, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Hey. Bon
and this,
bois,
this
darling.
Is our first show of the new year, and I appreciate everybody
Happy New Year.
Hanging with us. You know, all we're trying to be is informative about things. You know, take from the show what you will, whatever relates to your particular situation, if it's something you can adapt to or understand or learn from us. Please call in and rebuttal us because we're not perfect. We don't know anything. And everything we say is our opinion. You know, don't think because I talk strong like I do and curse like a sailor, it doesn't mean I'm saying that because I think I'm right with shit. I could be wrong as hell. So call up and correct me. Say, you know, say, Papa Didi, you're full of horse shit. Okay, sit down and shut up. Go somewhere with that bullshit. Talk to me. Put me in my place. Call up. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
Fuck all that. I'm just human. You know? Neutralize my ass, if you will. If you think you can. Okay? Because my Aries ass will knock you out.
Feeling it. Go for it. All right, Papa Didi. Last word.
My last word is, like I said earlier tonight, and I mean it sincerely. Stop letting big business override us. Do something different. You know, when it comes to insurance and things like that. I know sometimes we're always like business as usual when it comes to our cable service, Xfinity, Verizon, DirecTV. Challenge these motherfuckers. Find out who's giving a better deal, you know, and go with something that's beneficial to your income, to your budget. Focus on what your budget is. Don't let these jokers take you to the poorhouse. You know what I mean?
Right.
And keep yourself in perspective, you know. And last thing I want to say, in a new year, only deal with people nowadays that are good friends, people that got your back, people you can depend and rely on. Fuck these flaky motherfuckers, okay? I mean it. Know the flaky people and put them in. You might need them for some stupid shit in your life, but you may not need them for some real upfront shit. Keep them in perspective because sometimes we need a team of people, but the real team needs to be upfront. Keep the flaky motherfuckers in the back. Anyway, but finally, who's real?
All right.
What you got?
My last word is, as I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
sometimes a resolution is not what you need. You need a revolution. Fist up. Be strong.
Be strong.
Be determined.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to, like I said, you got to kick folk to the curb. If you got toxic people in your life, get them out.
Boom.
If that's deterring you from your path, from the direction where you're trying to go, from the goal you're trying to reach, kick them out.
Right.
Because if you got a goal in mind, don't let people stop you from what you're trying to do.
Mm.
Whatever you feel God put you on this earth to do,
right.
go do it. If those toxic people are in your way, kick them out your way. goat meet your goat.
Mm.
Fist up, revolution, power to the people. That's my last word.
And let me just be on that for 1 second before you pass the kettle. Also remember too, how you were raised is how you are. A lot of people may not have been raised with the blessings that you were raised with. So therefore they got a lot of missing links that you have. So therefore don't think that everybody in this world is raised with the same enrichments that you have. All the shit that you learned growing up from your uncles and aunts and nieces and nephews and mothers and fathers, all those are conglomerates of things that have cultivated your soul and your spirit going forward. Some people haven't had that privilege. There were very few people in their life that influenced them. They had to make up shit as they went along. They didn't have big influences in their life, and they're now just trying to tag on to people. They're like the little fish that swim on top of the whales. You know when you look at a whale, it's got a bunch of school of fish that sits on top that just sucks the oil out of them. Mm-hmm. I forget what they call them, but you see any whale come out of the water, there's like 1,000 fish on them. They just sucking the oil out of the whale. Some crazy shit. Anyway.
Yeah, because that's what they do.
We won't get deep like that. Kettle, what you got going on? I got to laugh at that shit myself.
Okay.
Damn!
Happy New Year!
I've had an enjoyable night. You've had me laughing all night.
Fuck the world out of a bitch.
Hello.
Go ahead. No, we fucking around. Go ahead, Kettle. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say thank you to our listeners. We've been doing this since 2014. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You can catch us on Deezer, Apple, iPod, iTunes. We got folks listening from the U.S., to China, the Philippines, India, Cambodia, and over 9,600 listeners within that time period.
Big time.
I just want to say thank you, and thank you again. That's my last word.
All righty.
And I just want to say, Kettle and Red Wine, I love you guys with all my heart. And we've been together for a long time, and nothing's going to falter us. Like they say when you get married, that nobody put a thunder.
That's what they say.
Boom.
All right.
Oh, you being serious there?
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up and say good night to everybody again. Happy New Year. Thank you, like Kettle said. Thanks for riding with us. Thanks for rocking with us.
Every Friday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
That's it.
9:15 CP time.
Hey. Say goodnight, Papa Didi.
Good night, everybody.
Say goodnight, Kettle.
Good night.
And this is Red Wine saying goodnight. Adios. Arrivederci. Peace. Deuces. See you next week.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Get the fuck out of here.
We about to get up out of here. See, you messing with me now. We're done. See you next
week. Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of jazz.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Put summer party.